Куча голоса махма сташниш, улаха хочи шона хотро голоса махма сташниш, му терес лебайло, шаар лукомо би гиму вестис. Шаар лукомо би гиму вестис, шоби, вилой би дилу. Ми му хейчиш ле ахрин па махас, ух ши яги а хочи шона, ми ейм риез дама ахрин, асу ой нахас. Ви им кого весет ле риез дама хошташ миш лойши зимне весет чоби, му терес ле шамиш бим весет ле весет. Ach, you may have missed the rest of the young girl's first choice. All right, now, to the shaft. See what we're done. We tell us the Bible shall we come. Pirish, be you come. Kishi ya hegi a chotzi shon. Acha rias pa ma'achel. Vilo yuwa so. O su le chai shikwa. Vichinu vichu besarash bo. Shehi vi besyos. Vizel shehi. Visu le chai shenichom bide lo mikve bikimu zini. Meka mechod ezini. להפוקי אם הוא יסוק הבאס, הוא יסוק צריך לראות את הוא בונן כדי סומך. אבל ודאי, דאפילו קובו בשלי שבסת שוב, או יבידילו מותרס לביילו, בין וסת לבסת, כדי סומך. מי הוא חשש אצל האחי? ונראה לי דו עדין לבסת החידש, חשש אצל, כגי נמשים שו פעם בייז בתסבוב בניסן, חשש אצל החקיין לתסבוב בייה. ויעשו לו לשם איש ותסבור ביה. Now, what does it? So he says, כגי נמשים שו פעם בייס ותסבור בניס. What does he mean? He means, in other words, she saw דם מחמסתה שלי. She has reference to the case of the מחמד. So she, the first time she saw דם מחמסתה שלי was, let's say, in Tisha. Sometimes in Tisha. And then, She saw, so the Mechaba says, and then she saw half a year later, she saw Dam Machlastashish. So, in this, suppose the second Rie, Dam Machlastashish, was with the Svob Benissi. So the Mechaba says that she established the Veset Aflogge, So Mele, 6 months later, she has to be separated from the husband. So she says, so the Shach says, nearly do I do the Sachidesh, the Sheshes, Kigenim Shimsho Pam Beis, Bitteswob Benissen. Because Bitteswob Benissen was the second Riyah, the Riyah Zdamach Mastashmish. The first Riyah was sometimes in Tishra before. And now, the second time, so she saw Damach Mastashmi, she was in Tesvov Benissen, 6 months later. So the Mechaba says that Tesvov Benissen, she's a soul of Bible, because of the Veset she nikuva of a flood. Tesvov Benissen. So then he says, Chisheshes ha-hakein li Tesvov Biya, v'asur l'sham li Tesvov Biya. So the Shach mentions a big chidesh. In other words, since she had 2 years, Dam Machmastashmish, one was sometimes in Tisha. The second one was 6 months later, Tesvov Nissen, so then, and Tesvovia, she's also a solar bible. Chisheshes lehafloge chotzi shono. Vishuvin chisheshes litesvov vechish. Now the question is, what does Shach mean? What kind of Iveset Aflogi is it? Sorry, what kind of Iveset Achilish is it? What kind of Iveset Achilish is it? Now, the second Antisvob Benissen, it was the second Riyas Damach Mastashish. So he says, Antisvob Benissen. So the Mechaba says that 6 months later, as of Tesvov Benissen shall be a soul of Bible. But he says, even Tesvov Iyah shall be a soul of Bible. So what kind of a Veset Achidesh is it? So in other words, so he considers it either as a Veset Amoket. So either the Shach considers it as a Veset Amoket of a certain day in the Chedesh, plus Tashmish, some Mele, So Mimele, she's Asuro, and it's what be here. Since she's so dumb, and this wolf, the second time, Achmastashish. So Mimele, she's Asuro Lishamish with this wolf be here. And what? On the basis of which aloha, of which kind of veset. Every veset has a name. Either it's a veset of Chedesh, or it's a veset of Guf, or it's a veset of Moke, of Yomim and Guf. So, here, the first Riz Damachmas Tashmish was sometimes in Tishrei before. Let's say, on the 11th or the 12th of Tishrei. Now, it is just six Chedoshim after it. Six Chodoshim after it. 6 times 30 days. Half a year, Chotishon. So, after that. And this is this, and she again saw down on Teswob Benisim the second time. Machmas Tashmish. And it was Teswob Benisim. So, on Teswob Benisim, she is a Sur of the Bible. On the basis of which kind of a Veset? Veset Shenik of what? But which kind of a veset? It's not a veset afloge. Veset afloge will be 6 months after Tesvob Benis. Sometimes Tishrei, the next Tishrei. But Tesvob Benis just 1 month removed. So it's not veset afloge. So it's a veset achidesh. So what kind of a veset achidesh is it? What kind? Now the question is this. Since she saw down and Teswov Benisim, that was the second Riz down and Teswov Benisim, so naturally she's a soul in Teswov Bia. Because why should we attribute it to Damach Astashvish? She didn't establish any Veset Kavua. So Mimele, the Riz down and Teswov. Antes Wolf Benissen, even if it hadn't been Machmas Tashmish, would make her a sore. Antes Wolf Beer, because of the Veset Achidesh Shenik of Ruah. She saw that, even if she didn't see it Machmas Tashmish, she would be a sore, Libairo, Antes Wolf Beer. Because she saw down, Antes Wobinis. The answer is, if she didn't see any dam, Machmas Tashmish at any time, and if she saw dam for the first time now in Antes Wobinis, so naturally in Antes Wobia, she would be a sword. The Shach wouldn't have to tell us that. Why? Because then there is a basis to assume that this Rie, if a woman has an initial riyah on a certain day in the month. So then it creates a doubt maybe she's establishing a veset on every 15th of the month. It's not a veset kavua, but there is a possibility that this is the initial riyah of the veset hayo achidesh of seeing down on the 15th of the month. That would be in the case where she didn't see any Damach Mastashmish before. Mashiach came in this case, where she saw Damach Mastashmish sometimes in Tishrei before, 6 months ago, let's say on the 13th. On the 13th of Tishrei, before she saw. Now, 6 months later, she sees Damach Mastashmish. Again, Machmas Tashmish, because of Benissen, so then it creates a prima facie evidence. It's not a real evidence, but a prima facie evidence that this Rias Dam Machmas Tashmish and Teswov Benissen is not in the process of cultivating a veset a chidesh of seeing down every 15th of the month whether she has tashmish or she doesn't have tashmish. If she hadn't, if this Riyas Dam had not been preceded by Riyas Dam Machmas Tashmish 6 months ago, so then, and that would be the initial Riyah, so then the Riyas Dam and the Svok Benissen would create a possibility, would establish a possibility that this marks the beginning of the establishment of Iveset Achidesh, of seeing Dam every 15th of the month. That's the first time. There is always a first time. But in view of the fact that this is not the initial Riyah, this is the second Riyah, and it's the second Riyah is Dam Machmas Tashmish. So Mimele, we dismiss the possibility that this Riyas Dam marks the beginning of the establishment of Iveset Achidesh, an independent Veset Achidesh, of seeing Dam on the 15th of the month. Because it has to be considered in conjunction with the first Riyas Dam Achmas Tashmish that took place 6 months ago. So he says, Chishesh Shehakim Litzvot Biyah, on the basis of the possibility that she's establishing Iveset Amurkev of Yeim Chidesh in conjunction with Tashmish, Iveset Amurkev. So this is why the Shach says, because the Shach doesn't mean that she has to be Chishesh and to Svovia, because since this Riyas Dam took place on the Svov Nissen, suppose this Riyas Dam had taken place initially on the Svov Nissen and not Machmas Tashmish, so she certainly would be Asur Lubailo on the Svov Biyah. That's an impossible. We are not discussing the din. That is mentioned explicitly in Simen Kuf Pites, and it has no bearing here. The Shach, if the Shach mentions it here, so he means it's not on the basis of an independent Veset Achidesh that she is Asur Lubailo and the Svov Biyah. He means on the basis of a Veset Amurkev of a Yeim Achidesh and Tashmish, like a Veset Amurkev of Kvitzes and Yeim, of Iveset Shenikavua, Iveset Amurkev Shenikavua. So because of that, she'll be chisheshes litzvot biyah. Chishesh nehakil litzvot biyah, v'asur lishamish litzvot biyah, because of the possibility maybe she's cultivating a Iveset Amurkev of Chidesh and Tashmish, like Iveset Amurkev of Yomi of Chidesh and Kvitzes. So Iveset Amurkev of Chidesh and Tashmish. Maybe this marks the beginning of seeing Dam Machmas Tashmish every 15th of the month. Every 15th of the month. So when does it create, when does it establish, when is this possibility, when does this doubt arise? Only if there were already two Riyas Dam Machmas Tashmish. Only if there were two Riyas Dam Machmas Tashmish. But if there were no two Riyas Dam Machmas Tashmish, So then, it doesn't create that possibility. It doesn't establish that possibility. So then he says, "V'imuroas of itesvok biyer chisheshes laflog yachotishonot v'shuvin chisheshes litesvok lechidish v'adin achashishim shopam v'sheino chisheshes liyad liveset achidish avol liveset aflog yefsha b'lo yriyashinu v'yoch amiru mikamon simin kufitez ga b'veset esaguf v'af olgar והוסום צריך למיכאלש, למיכאש, לבסטס הגוף אפילו שלוי בשס וסד החידש, כי שפי הכל פעם אחס, וירוע עשו, צריך לוחש כשתיפיקות פעם שניס, באיזה זמן שיהיה, שענה הוסום שהבסט הגוף בו מעצמא, אבל בבסט הגוף שבו על דיינס, כדין קביצה, איז קיילון הוסום בסיף יוציין די נחיששס, אלו, בשקובו אינסי ביים ידוע ולוי כל פעם שתקווץ, כל פעם שתקווץ, ותשמיש חושב על דיינס כמו יקווץ. All right, I mean, I think we'll leave it here because that. So tomorrow we'll definitely go over all the ties and the shots. Now, we have to start with the ties and the shots. אז פירש משמש הסכימו פעמים, א', סיפה א', נתאז, נשימו את הפזיין. פירש שמי סיטש מי שרואה עשו כבר דם מחמוסי. שרואה עשו כבר דם מחמוסי. Actually, many of the shanim say that in order to be אסור לבירו, so the first three is דם מחמוסטש, which is also מצורת. We don't require three, the riyas damach mustashmish after the first one. However, I mean, the Balamoya says in so many words, Rav Nizrachi, but from the Roboshin of the Raimet in Balanefesh, it's mashma that the first riyas damach mustashmish is not in Achesh. Is not in Achesh. As a matter of fact, we saw that the Shach in Simen Kuf Pivov said that Mashma de Kamai Selav Minyoni. Mashma de Kamai Selav Minyoni. But in Simen Kuf Pizayin, the Shach says just the reverse. So at that time I mentioned, I think, that this the Shach says according to the Rishayim who explained the Gemara, the price of Im Yish Leveset Teil Bevesto, Im Yish Leveset Teil Bevesto, the Mordechai's Pshat, that this whole halacha applies to a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua. So, of course, according to that, Shiris Rishayim, that the whole halacha of Reye Damach Mastashmish Gimu Pomin, Reye Damach Mastashmish Gimu Pomin Yasur Le Bailo. So it only applies to a woman who ain't no Veset Kavua. Because if she has no Veset Kavua, so Memele, that means that there is a certain bodily experience that arouses the period. Otherwise, she would have Invested Kavua. Why doesn't she have invested Kavua? Because somehow the period is always provoked through a certain bodily experience. And that cannot be Kavua, because that might change. So Mimele, we have to be Cheshesh, maybe the Tashmish is that bodily experience that provokes the period. Masha'im kin im yesh lo veset. Im yesh lo veset, according to Mordechai, it's a bikule. So, Tele Bevesto, even if the Riyas Damach Mastashmish is Shaloi Bishas Vesa. So then, we're not Cheshesh, and we attribute it to the Zdodim. We attribute to the Zdodim, because that's more likely. But if she is a woman who has a Vesa Sheni Kavua, so Mele we have to be Cheshesh. But otherwise, by woman who has a Vesa Kavua, so we are always still a bit zdoli. Always still a bit zdoli, because that is the more likely of the two. So you say that, so in other words, so according to these Rishayim, so we say that the first three is not Namiyan. Masha'im can hear the Shach doesn't say it according to the Mordechai Shite. So Mele says that even the first Riya Machmas Tashmish is also Namiya. Now, why, but then, from the Loshon of the Raivet, it's Mashma, that the first, now the Raivet certainly does not agree with the Shita of the Mordechai. And still, from his Loshon in the Balanefesh, it's Mashma, that the first Riya Machmas Tashmish is not Namiya. In other words, in order to become a soul, a bailo, a gamra, there has to be three
Ries damach nastashmish, exclusive of the first law. Why exclusive of the first law? Why exclusive of the first law? Because the first one was not preceded by a bdike immediately lifnei tashmish. So mimele, if let's say, after she saw damach nastashmish once, so then she makes a bdike before tashmish. So then the halacha is lechatchila, even though she is not a soul abide, but the next time she is with her husband, so she has to make a bdike immediately before tashmish, and immediately after tashmish. So mele we cannot say. So the other two, so we know that the dam came achmas tashmish, but the first one. So before she was conscious of the fact that she might have a problem of seeing damach nastashmish, so she certainly did not make him decay immediately lifnei tashmish. Why should she? So mimele, we don't consider it as riyas dam three times mach nastashmish, because in regard to the first riyas damach nastashmish, there is a possibility that she already had a discharge before the tashmish, but she wasn't aware of it. But in the Haname, then the Rabbit will also agree. Suppose for some reason, the first Riyas Damach Nastashmish was also preceded by Ibdika Lifnei Tashmish. So then, of course, it's Minamiya. So the whole Shaila is whether we can count in the million a Riyas Damach Nastashmish if that B.A. was not preceded by a B.D.K. immediately if Nei Tashmish. So, the Raimah from the Raimah Chita, it's Mashma, that it's not counted. And the Balamoya says that it is counted. In other words, the Machlekes is whether a B.A. that was not preceded by a B.D.K. if Nei Tashmish is Mitzurim. That's the Shah. All right. So the Taz says, "Mishamesh l'gimul poim piyoshem ishtashmish eroshe kvodam achmos." Even though it wasn't preceded by b'dikel lifnei tashmish, v'tinosi la'achel v'shikol yisboi yishovim, v'tinosi l'gimul shelozu kol yira yismach mas kol yisboi yisavad ha'shlishi, v'hod l'nes l'gimul achabi yisovishem lifi. Oh, not right. So the Gemara says that even without him tigesh v'feres, So, and even though she had an experience of Riyas Damach Nastashmish 3 years with 2 husbands, so she's still allowed to get married to a 3rd husband. And with the 3rd husband, she's allowed to have 3 beers. So the question is, but after she had 1 beer and had a Riyas Damach Nastashmish with the 3rd husband, so then she should be asur, because until she gets married to the 3rd husband, so we say, we call it boy shopping. But now she already had 1 experience with Riyas Damach Nastashmish, the 3rd husband too. So the Gemara says, because laf klakir shopping, not every tashmish is the same. What we nestle give a happy solution, she called it a shock. We shall not be a solution, no, you saw me rubber. Will you hold the coil or begin to be as lohalecho vecho? Achetiv dei pirish b'dikash v'feres haniska b'sidbei. So, kisag b'dekes b'telash v'feres shaleiver u'pi rotzof v'seicho v'nisenes b'seicho makheil u'v'reish ameich u'machnes eseis b'simochim. In other words, it's a tube that has an insert like a plunger. And then she introduces it inside, and then with the insert, she plunges the insert inside deep, and on that insert there is wrapped up a piece of cotton. Pirush kesem v'yichnisu hakesem levad lo yisoyedas im ha'mokrim hazorim. על כל כך תכניסנו בשביל פרס, שמפסיק בין הכסף מצדודי. So there has to be an insert inside the tube. והמייך הוא בשביל שיעדם ניקבה, ואית שלוי יסרית וייצדה. In other words, you have to make sure that the tube itself should not bruise the tissue inside. So mele, he has to wrap it with cap. All right. So, נמצא דבר רי שבידוע שהוא מן המוקר ואסור, ואם לאו, בידוע שהוא מן הצדודים הוא מותר, מן הצדודים הוא מותר, ולא היא, so, ואם לאו, and if it's not דבר רי ש... So, then it is, then she's mutaris. So that means in two situations she's mutaris. One situation is where there is no dam on top, but there is dam on the zdodin of the shviferes, of the two, she's mutaris. And the other situation is where there is no dam altogether, neither on the on top, nor on the zdodin of the shviferes. So that's the kasha that everybody raises. The Bis Yosef, the Bach. So Bishleim in the case where there is dam and the Zdodim, so then we have a riot. On top, there is no dam. And on the Zdodim, yes, apparently the dam and the Zdodim was picked up. The dam and the Zdodim of the tube was picked up from the Zdodim. Before the Mokel. But in the other situation, where there is no dam at all, neither on the on top, nor on the Zdodim Shifares. So what kind of a raya is it that it's Mnat Zdodim? What kind of a raya is it that it's Mnat Zdodim? Why don't we say that perhaps all the time when she has tashmish and she has dam, the dam comes from the mokir, not from the zdodim. So then you'll ask, so how is it that here there is no dam? Because loikol etzvoy shavim, veloikol akir shavim. So in other words, so if in bia itself, it's possible that in the same husband, so it might vary from one bia to the other, so certainly there might it might vary from a B.A. to the introduction of Ishvi Ferris. That's the kasha in the Bis Yosef. So that kasha is only raised in connection with the case where there is no dam. But in connection with the case where there is dam but there is no Ishvi Ferris, then there is no difficulty. So that's the kasha that is raised by the Bis Yosef, and that is raised by the Bach, by everybody. So what does Bis Yosef say? He says it in the case of Mishnah, the Rambam. He says, we only say, loy kol etzboy shavim, loy kol akeich shavim. We only say, in regard to, we say it, likulim. But lechumranat. I mean, from that this tends to imply that according to the Bis Yosef, so re'adam machmastash mishimul poamim asur lebayu legamri is not midaraisi. It's only midaraisi. Because if it's midaraisi, how can we say such a thing? I mean, likure we say and lechumranat when it's a question in a sophic midaraisi, when it's a matter of a sophic midaraisi. All right, but this is, so the Taz mentioned this text. So apparently he agrees with the targets of the Bis Yosef. V'lam lino noy etzboi shoveis mikol shkin shein shvifere shove leetzba. That's the kasha. The targets is the lechum v'lam lino kei. Because of Ramo b'simei kufayin zayin sifyut shim obar haba lubo lobi yisea that we learn v'lo yro aso odif tvei mdikli shvifere shmahani. Now let's see the Sif Yud Aleph in the Shach, because we already went over it. But since Since the Taz discusses this shaila, why shimuteres lebayro when we don't detect any dam at all on the shiferes? So let's go over again the shach and sifri dal. Vimlav mashma adim lo nimtza lameich bein she nimtza b'shon al shiferes bein she nimtza all of klal is muteres. V'chim mashma adim la poski v'chim kosel abach seif siv beitz. Because of a time, oh. So, the Bach doesn't give the Bis Yosef Teretz. The Bach gives another Teretz. We think of Seif Sibbein, because of a time, the Yilu Hoyo Minam Mokea, Gam Achsho Voyo Nimtso Al Rei Shamach. So he gives another Teretz altogether. He says, I mentioned it already, I mentioned what how the Chaznish explains the Bach. Because the Bach is very obscure, very obscure. So he says, not the Bach doesn't say like the Bis Yosef. According to Bis Yosef, there is a possibility that local it's boy shabim, local akir shabim. But we don't say it lechum. So in other words, the pshat is because since it's only midrabono, midraise we have to be tele in this dodim anyway. Because the Zlodim is more likely than Dam Achmas Tashmish, that Dam Namokia Machmas Tashmish. So, but only with Rabbonu Yachin Sheikh, so Memele, we don't say it, Loikol Yitzboy Shavim, Loikol Akir Hashem, Loikol Akir Hashem. All right, this is the Bach. This, I'm sorry, this is the Bishyos. But the Bach says something else. He says that we have a raya brure that the dam bishastashmish did not come from the mokim, but it came from the zlodim, because if the dam bishastashmish in the previous times came from the mokim, so dam that comes from the mokim follows up the principle of Vestas. Of Vestas. In other words, that it's always the same way. That the whole principle of Vestas is based upon uniformity. So in other words, Mashenkin, dam that comes from the Zgodim, so it's like dam that comes from a bleeding finger. So you have no uniformity there in the period, in the menstrual flow, so a woman generally follows up a certain pattern. So we can determine one from the other. Mashenke, if the dam comes from the Zgodim, so it's like dam that comes from a make in the finger. So we cannot say that whenever a person has blood coming from his finger, that it always comes in a uniform way. There is no uniformity. In Vestas there is uniformity. But in the bleeding finger there is no Vestas, there is no uniformity. So in Melee, we saw that in Tashmish three times she saw that. The question is, the dam emanated from the mokia, that's considered dam nido, or it emanated from the zdod. Now, when we tested her with the shiferes, we see no dam. So we have to come to the conclusion, to the logical conclusion, that in the dam that she saw, machmas bishastashmish, emanated from the Zdodi. So then we can understand how is it that Bishastashmish dam did come out, and here by Shilferes dam did not come out. Monefshech, if she has a saw Zdodi, if she has saw Zdodi, so when the Shilferes is introduced, it should also come out. Because when someone has a mako, there is no Vestas, there is no principle of uniformity. So that's how it happens. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't come out. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't come out. Let's say, you know, when someone has his sore finger. It's not a real wound, it's sore finger. So if it is sore, so many times when you rub against it, it'll start bleeding. Blood will come out. Many times, even though the finger is sore, you rub against it, blood will not come out. So there is no uniformity, there is no universities. So we can explain it. So Bishastashmish, it did come out, and now when the Shriferes is introduced inside, it doesn't come out. But if the Dam Bishastashmish emanated from the Mokeya, so Dam that comes from the Mokeya follows, conforms to a principle of Vestas. Of Vestas. So Mimele, Monefsher, if Bishastashmish, it came out. Why? Because the Tashmish irritated the Mokeya. So Mimele, when the Shriferes is introduced into the Mokeya, it should also come out. This is how the Chazmish explains the Bach. The Ilu Hoyo Min HaMokeya. So the Mokeya, Dam that comes from the Mokeya, conforms to the principle of Estes. But if it is not Godin, so then there is no Kasha. There is no uniformity in Dam that comes from this God. Alright. V'cheinu b'tshuvas maneini per dalet milchas yisroi b'ye b'shem ritzvo. Nearly, da afilu botko. So in other words, we have, actually we have three terutzi. One teretz is a teretz given by the Bes Yosef, the Kesef Mishne. You only say, loikol etzboi shavim, loikol akeche shavim, likule, not lechum. Then we have the teretz of the Bach, and the Chaznish pshat in the Bach is very pshat, otherwise, I mean, the Bach is very obscure. I mean, why does he say that? Dilu hoyo min amokya gamach shoro yenumso. Aresh ha-geza. Aresh ha-makhe. Why don't we say dilu hoyo min atzgodin gamach shoro yenumso? Al tzgodin ha-shriferes. So that's the pshat, as the Chaznish explained. And then he mentions the Agoy Ismail. That's a third talent. So he mentioned something else, because we assume that she is Nisrap. We assume that she is Nisra. And as a matter of fact, from the Loshin, even though we could say the same thing, even if we agree with the Shita of the Chalkas Mechekek, that Rei Adam Machmastash Migil Pom Yasor Midraisim, we could say the same thing, the Magois Maimon's explanation. But he uses the Loshin, Muteres L'Shamakach, Dilmon Nisra. So he uses the expression Dilmon, the term Dilmon, perhaps has the connotation that it's not 100%. It's not a certainty. In other words, it's a probability. So again, how can we rely on a probability? So again, if we say midraise, we are always stealing. In this Godim anyway, without any bdikis, because that's more likely. So Memele, we can rely on a probability. But the reason as to why she's Muteresli Nose is because we say that in other words, Dagos Maimon has reference to the case where no dam was found on the Shiferes. If dam was found on the Zohar Shiferes, then there is no problem altogether. Then we know that it comes from this dog. But if no dam is found altogether on the Shiferes, so the question is, how is she Mitares? So he says, in the, it's very probable that since that time until now, she was already cured of that condition. I mean, how does it happen if it's a physical condition? So, because the walls of the uterus are swollen, so it could be cured. The swelling disappeared. Now, in the Rambam's Loshen is always in regard to this, that Nisra'as. That's the Loshen of Rambam. In other words, you can explain that way, my man, on the basis of Svek Svek. In other words, because first of all, even without anything, there is always the possibility and the likelihood of that it comes natural without anything. You see, I mean, most poskim say it's only the Rabbah. Why only the Rabbah? No? Because with the Raisa, we attribute it to this Dodim without any tickets, without anything. So even if we don't assume that way, but the Chol HaPochas is something it is, it is Chol HaPochas is something Ashoko, I mean, that's to account to everybody. So, Mimele, perhaps it's not Dodim. And assuming that the Damach Mastashli, she's from the Mokeya, but since the Shviferes, we can detect any dam on the Shviferes, so maybe, even if it is Minamokeya, maybe since the time the swelling disappeared, maybe she was cured, she was misrabit. And the Loshen HaRambam is, in Peridal Mughes, would be Aloha Rabbeis, Kinsa Gedeches Atzma Leida, Nir Peis or Loi Nir Peis. There's the Loshen. It's a question of being Nir Peis. מביאו השפירה של איבר ופיורוץ ושיח מחנה להשפירס על מוקי שפירי חילו ומכנסת בשיח השפירס מקחיל ומייך מונח על רישי ודפקס איסי עד שיגיע המייך לצבו הרחם ומציע המייך. Now it's according to Rambam, the test is done with an insert inside the tube and as it is introduced inside, so she has to push it. To push the insert deep. With the fekes is yachi yagia hameich mitzavar arach up to the cervix ad ve'ad v'chlal u'mitzio hameich im nimtzo dam al reish hameich v'yodua sh'adam sh'yireya b'shastash mish min ha'mokir v'im lo nimtzo al hameich klum v'yodua sh'adam sh'yireya mideich ha'katzdodim u'teirim. The Rambam doesn't even mention the case where the dam is found on the Zorim, because then it's another poshut. The chiddush is that she is muteres lebayro even when she doesn't find dam at all on the shviferes. So the Rambam says, "Kitzad bedekes atzmo leida in your peace." So I mentioned 2 days ago that the Chiddush Shleime in Tshuva Chof Gimel. So he says that when the Rambam it appears that Dikas HaShviferes is only effective if she resorted to therapy. Whether she went to a doctor or she didn't go to a doctor, but let's say she heard that in such a case a certain medicine has to be administered. And she did it. And then after that, she resorted to this Dike, then it's effective. But if she didn't resort to any refuez, this one, I mean, it's spelled out by the Rambam, but the Chiddush Shleime says that from the Rambam it appears that way. Of course, that we can only say in the Rambam Shita. We cannot say it in the Rambam Shita. That is my name. We talk about Neopis, but we cannot say it in the Bes Yosef. We cannot say it in the Bach. They talk about other things. They don't talk about Neopis altogether. All right. Now, Taz Siv Zayin. Tachas Arishay Shal Yomu Shibizgaris Mo Arishin Alo Kolel. Da'ayin Tivdik Tachas Arishin Shemitim Zodam Arish HaMakre Yit Yasur Al Chol Odom alten Tier, was in das Lachen mit Dicke, ein Lachen hat ihn, ich will aber auch immer da können. Ostach, ich hab's mir bis so viel gesehen, in dem Zudam, der ich am Akren. This is how Rabbi Tam explains it more. When the reason is why the price doesn't mention the Eitze of Sheferes, because Litivasinsha. Because suppose we advise her to submit to the testing by the Sheferes. And then somehow the Sheferes, and it will turn out that there is dam on top of the Sheferes. That does not necessarily mean that it's definitely Namokia. Because as the Sheferes was pushed in, it might, the top, before the top of the Sheferes reached the cervix and the Mokia. So it picked up in the course of its movement inside, it picked up dam from the Zdodi. So that's possible. But if she does submit with the first husband to the test, and then we see that, then the halacha is that he has to divorce her. So maybe it might be to her detriment. But of course, if she and he insist that she should submit to the testing by Sheferes and assume the risk, so then it can be done. All right. Elo lachagam shulav ochim etakon yostach nesatzim b'sofik zeh in timtso dam b'reish amat. Now, I think before we start Sifres in the Taz, because Sifres already starts discussing another minyan, so let's go over the Shach. It will be better that way. In order to remember, the different chitters, the Taz and the Shach. Miyad, Sifa alef nishach. Miyad, b'deshetesh itiodol, tachazakal, tachazakesen, iti delayt, living bay, uti kamachat, שלימה, ואם רואה עשו מיד בשיעו זה, אף אגב יהיה שלימה, והחטש משרוע עשו, מכל מוקים, כי אם דוי שחייב עשו שם תורו, מקררי המחמסתה שיש. אבל אחר השיעור הזה, תהירו, אף אגב יהיה שלימה, כי אם לכם רואה עשו, יוצא מכררי המחמסתה שיש. כי משמע בפוסקי, so why? Because if she found the dam after the shiur within which he and she would be chayav l'shem tov, according to many tanoim, and we pass like that, like those tanoim, so they wouldn't be chayav for l'shem tov anyway, for a different reason, because l'shem tov is only in case of chticha achat m'shtich tiches, not in case of long chticha. But the fact that according to some Tanoim, they would be Mechuyim Hashem Tolu indicates that when the dam was found within, let's say, the 3 seconds, the time it takes for her to get off the bed and Ladiach Poneo, so Mimele, that it is fake in the eyes, that the dam, that she became a Nito before the Tashmish was consummated. So then she has a din of Reda Machtashmish. But if, let's say, she found the dam 5 minutes after Tashmish, so Mimele, then we say that only with the Tyres, only with the Rabbonon, we contaminate all the Tyres she handled from Afreya. So that means that with the Raise, we assume that she became a needle only now. So then she is not Reda Machtashmish. Reyes Damach was Tashmi, she is only. וכי משהו פוסק, אבו ליבות בגלל החטש, מישהו לא מצא כלום, ורקי רואה עשו אף יותר שיהיו זה, ולמקררי המחמסתה השמיש. ולמקררי המחמסתה השמיש. I mean, it's hard to visualize, how is it possible? אבו ליבות כל מיד החטש, מישהו לא מצא כלום, ורקי רואה עשו אף יותר שיהיו זה, ולמקררי המחמסתה השמיש. Because the fact that, let's say, suppose it takes 5 seconds, suppose it takes 5 seconds to be yeret lemato l'adiach panel, and within the first 3 seconds, she made a decay, didn't find anything. And then, at the end of the 4th second, so she did see that. So she's also with her survival, because if decay, before she found the dam, there was another decay, and it was clean. The question is, this is unusual, because the shio of Teret Poneo, Vitadiach Poneo, Poneo Limato, so it only means the Kanach, not to make it decay. So usually, if she makes it decay, that will probably take more time, unless she acts so swiftly that she could have made it decay in such a quick way, within less than the time that is required to be Mikaneach Poneo Shalomar. So in such a, and then she made another bdikah and she found within the chio that it takes the average woman to leiret na'amito ultikanach poneo shalomato. So then she stayed. V'chol ze poshut v'chein bi'er hagoyen adini meir v'rabi zal v'tshuve ba'aruche. It's either the Shalz Tshuves Bnei Yeshua or the Rebbe Rebesh. He had 2 rebbeim v'shach. I'm sure. ואני מייסיב דחי משמע להדיה מדירי הרייבן בסיף הבעל הנפש ומביא בסיס וזו משאיר הורי אדם מחמסתה שמיס אסור לשם איש ויהו שבו תקע עצמת שלישיות את החזקה תלמידי שיבאי לו בו שם טוב אבל אחר כך הרי הוא כמסלעס שבנידו so מדרי זה הוא יסיום that she became Nido after Tashmish, at the time she found it. But Midrabono Ligabi Tairis, but not Ligabi Bailo, we got the Bible, even with Rabbonon, we are not racist. She met him as Bailo, we must take it very much as Tach. At the same time, we'll head it up, and we've got Kadai and Klau. We come back in my house, you know, she takes it, you know, we take it very much as Tach. We do come out, Harry, can we slay, she be needle. We also my way, she will both Kadai, we both can meet him in my way, and we slays, and we'll kill it, we'll kill it, we'll kill it, we'll kill. So, we say, that since we are not keen in figuring out exactly how many seconds or how many minutes it takes really to matter with the Yachponeo, so me mele, whenever she finds it down, so much mamish litashmish, so the Hashulchan points out, what does it mean, so much mamish litashmish? So much mamish litashmish means, if it is so close, that she can have slakes. Maybe it is within the time that it takes layering little hadiah. So then we are machmir because we don't trust ourselves. But suppose she has a watch and she knows that it was 5 minutes, and we know that 5 minutes is more than it takes layering. Lemato with Avia Panel, so then even today we're not mad. So he says.
So Rabbi Kohen Yarach Shochem Lubaki in the Shir?
What?
Lubaki in the Shir?
If she has a watch.
So 5 minutes.
And if she looks. Of course, 5 minutes, even 4 minutes. I mean, how many minutes can it take? If she doesn't have a watch, so then she can always have slaves. Well, if he's there, if he don't, the time holds some of the task, which we can read, mach was task, which we can see Arab, and it after me do a, we what I show us as some of the task. I will remove the karatash, actually the shach says what the Hashuch says. I will remove the karatash, but the Atzim of what's a dam, I will got the Ishlima, the Rosso, the Rosso, which has task me, because that is the first time she was bathing herself. Is Muteres v'kolshkin b'yishu shahua so gimu pomin b'beiki abu also kishikomem mitoso motza oksini shalom ribu dam she Muteres shuk posra hagoyin adini meir v'radi zahol v'chubos ishom the af in tisha b'yishu it's probably the shalos shuris neishua the af in tisha b'yishu zu oi pam acheres oi beis v'timtso miyad v'shasta shish Muteres ואילו יאמרים לו, נגלו עם מוסל מפריע, שהוא יהיה גם כמישה סתה שניש, אלו יום עם הראשיינים ייטלו, ומתאם בהור אור חוש בנה, תחיצים יוחשם, In other words, suppose she, the first Damach Mastashvis, she found it, let's say, 5 minutes. And we know 5 minutes is more than this time that it takes Leir Grimato, Lavir Panel. So the first Riz Damach Mastashvis, she saw five minutes after the Tashvish. And then there were the two other beers with the Damach Tashvis, where she knows that it was Mamish immediately after Tashvish, within the Shir. So we don't say, so one could argue, since the two out of the three she knows, and the other one she also saw that, but it was more than it takes. So Mimele, she should be asur. So he says, Ayom Rishenimit, Umikam, Veholo Chujbane, Tinu Chesh, Vechol Zebo, because since it has to be Ritzufeis, so it has to start, we reckon it, from the second Riz Damach Mastashvis, where she knows that it was Mamish Lal. וכל זה פה הוא צריך לקייס ולעצים אלי וחקירי בדיבר הרב שיכול רק על תשום הסגוי לדין מירי ורבי זר בין זה ועדו בפושט זה יכול להיכת במקרה עם החמסתש מיש אפילו הוא עושה כמה וכמה פה ממותרס in other words, if she found דם החמסתש מיש let's say 5 minutes after תש מיש so even if she found it 100 times so she's not a sort of a וכי לא בדיבר החינים וכי עם כל סג בתשום הסמרה מלובדין סימחות בייס דין חילוק den khilu ben shim shogim u pomim o imem binun pom anish all right gimu pomim imo gishim da ayne e base pom kein kosel de prishi even though the shach himself is in the pivot so he says mashma de kamai sel av yoni but the, he said in parentheses u shor apostle in forship ye shlo vet du veste in the right so that words he said that according to the mortis chat But all the other Rishenim, I mean, they don't explain the Gemara like the Mordechai. So, Mimele, according to the other Rishenim, so it's not like that. Daniel is based on it. In other words, but from the Raivet, it's Mashma, that the first Riz Damach Mastashvish, which was not preceded by a Bdikin, if not Tashvish, is not going to mean. V'chein u'mucha v'tur, Reish Simen Kuf Pizay. From the tour, it's mashma that way. From the Rashbo, it's mashma that way. And of course, the Balamoy, it's mashma that way. But the Rai Bishiti is to the Kamba. Ritzufim kelim abili efsik tashmi sholeta b'tai. Aval in tzorio gimu leilis ritzufim. To the Kamba and sifiyu ban. Alei chaleidi b'chai gavna avlo mozo zman muflik aha tashmish b'kirei machmas tashmish. Tal kochav machmas tashmish v'chei mucha b'feri kol haya. Elo tizgarish ulin yeng supe aymen v'nezva. Tis gar nicht so gegeben, ein mir wäre sind test. Wie nes hal bei. So ich hier um. Oh, wie ich schein. Schein und ich kein lesen mit kann machen das. Kein kein mich hier an iska. Gloch in kosher gegeben und po mit so noch mit das. Mikrali die do machen das. As long as it's possible to think that it was within that year. Is wie nes hal bei. So ich I machmir on my time in on ki in my soul of all you on he has a music of shlei shamo shinke and what he has a topic that khumre that sin sin on ki sin sin on ki some mele we have to be rich in shamless she is sure that it was beyond the chill but if she's not sure she just thinks that it was beyond the chill but she's not sure she Sure, so then we have to be machmir. Maybe that is only the chumre in regard to the first husband, where she will not remain an agunim, remain unmarried. But where it's already with three husbands, and it's a question of perhaps she will remain unmarried all the time, so there we not machmir because they don't begin. There's the song. Shalei ve'akosu b'chivis mas b'yomin, do adin ga b'shom n'matres, la'afike shalei, di loy di mesad. V'nir alin do adin shal barzel, the Lord Misabit. Why no chom? Kamochilukodim. Admokim Shashamosh Dosh. Kosa Bichumis Masses Beyomin Shom, Shin Tsoy Lahachnis, Hashiferes Imamakhil, Vameich Rad, Rak Admokim Shihilo, Umishares Beatzmo Lifeim Daito. שהגיע אדמוקים שהשם יש דוש, ואישו בעצמו נמלס, ועל זה, ועם צורך כלל ליטריקה שפרס למוקים צער ודחק, ואין לו נולוכש, שמו לא יכניסו כשיר דישה, דלוינית נותר למלאך השורס. Now, he says that she does not have to push it, the utmost, the שפרס. The Pharisees. Now, the Roshna Rambam is not like that. The Roshna Rambam is, the Roshna Rambam is, Umidvio Shifer Shalivar Upio Rotsin Viseicho, Umachneses Ashifaris Admokim Shiyachilo. So, first of all, the Rambam uses the Roshna Admokim Shiyachilo. He says, the Masjid Biyomin says, Vinzorich Lalitrik Ashifaris Lomokim Tsar Videch. But the Rambam is not mashma that way. He first he says admokim shiyechelo, and then the Rambam says umachneses b'seich hashviferes matchel meich munachal reishei v'defekes isei ad shiagia hameich litzavar arechem. Litzavar arechem probably means the cervix, and since I mean that's probably the meaning of tzavar arechem, the cervix. That's the mouth of the uterus. And since the Rambam is makpid that the meich should reach the tzavar arechem, so it probably means ad v'ad bichlal, not ad v'lo yad bichlal. Because if he means ad v'ad bichlal, so that means that it will come, that the meich will come in contact with the uterus itself. So then it will be a good test. But if it's ad v'lo yad bichlal, so what's the difference? Whether it's up to the cervix, or even before the cervix, as long as it doesn't reach, it doesn't come in contact with the mokeh, some male, we have no test. And so here the Rambam says that she has to push it. She has to push it up to the cervix, ad v'ad bichlal. So it's not like the Masses Beyomim. I think that the Masses Beyomim apparently is based upon the shite that it's only the Rabbono. At midrash we are tailing this body anyway, without anything. So the male, he says, he doesn't have to push it all the way to the maximum. Mashenk and the Rambam apparently holds that it's Isveke the Raise. If it's Isveke the Raise, so the male, you have to be sure that she pushed it up to Admokim Shiyachilo, and then he says, V'difekes he say, Ad shiyagi ahameich litzavor arechem, umitzi ameich. So the question is, why didn't the Rambam say, Umachneses ashiferes, Ad shiyagi litzavor arechem? So what? The way it appears from the Rambam, in other words, that there is a tube, and I suppose, and then in the tube there is something, an insert is pushed like a plunger that is pushed inside the tube. And I suppose that according to the Rambam, the tube has an opening on top too. Not only here is it open, where the insert is pushed in, but the other end is also open. Otherwise, since the Rambam is marked that with the fact that she has to push the plunger, the insert, ad shiyagia hameich litzavar arechem. But so first, so it seems it is not. The Rambam doesn't mention a kind of a tube in which the insert is already incorporated as part and parcel of the tube. In other words, two separate instruments. First, she pushes in a tube, and that tube probably has an opening at the other end. So Memele, so the Rambam doesn't say that the tube has to be pushed after the service. That is not necessary. See, so she has to push the tube as far as she can. And the tube is much thicker than the insert that is plunged, that is pushed inside the tube. So Memele, but since there is an opening at the other end, there is an opening, so Memele, even though the tube itself did not reach because of the thickness of the tube, so the tube itself did not reach the Mokea, because that might be too difficult, because the tube is relatively thick, the tube. But the insert that is pushed inside the tube, which is relatively thin, that could more readily be pushed after the Mokea. This is how the Rambam visualizes it. All right. Now, Sifu Dalam. Now, that some of the Achrenim say, Chazanish himself discusses it too, there are many tshuvas on the Damach Mastashish. So many say that there is a big naftimine between the Agois Maimin Stam and the Bach Stam. And the Bach Stam. Let's say, suppose she was Riyah Damach Mastashmish, and then they made the Bdika Shviferes. And then they made the Bdika Shviferes, and there was no Dam. There was no Dam. If there was Dam on the Zdonim Shviferes, so then it's a Raya Bure that the Dam came from the Zdonim. But suppose there was no Dam, so she's also Mutelis. Now, according to the Bible is my main, the reason as to why she is Muteres is because we assume that she already was cured from her condition. She already was cured from her condition. So she's Muteres Levaya. Because we assume, even though it's not an absolute certainty, but it's a probability. So she's Muteres Levaya. So then she again has cohabitation with her husband. And again, three times after the Bdika Shviferes, which turned out to be favorable. In other words, no dam was found in Shviferes. So she's again with the husband three times, and again she saw Damach Mastashish three times. So then she should become a sore again. Because the only reason as to why she was Muteres was because we assumed that she was cured of that condition. The swelling disappeared, but now again, three beers and damach mastashmish, so that should indicate that, not that she wasn't cured. She could have been cured and then it again reappeared. It again reappeared. That's according to the Agoi's mind. But according to the Bach, especially according to the way the Chazon Ish explains it, because otherwise, I mean, I don't know of any other explanation, but according to the way the Chazon Ish explains it, even though the Achrenim discussed, some of the Achrenim discussed that, who didn't know of the Chazon Ish, so apparently they also felt that this is the Pshat in the Bach. In other words, because the Bach says, so the question is, and we should also say Gemachshav Yemimtzo. The answer is, there's the Pshat in the Bach. So it follows the principle of Estes. So Gemachshav, so there shouldn't be any deviation. But if it's Natsdodi, there is no uniformity. So according to the Bach, the fact that we didn't find it, and the fact that we didn't find it, and the Anders wie Ferris indicates that all the Riyas Dam, the three times that took place, was because of this Dodim. Otherwise, we can't explain this change. If the Dodim, so there can be a variation. But if it's Mokeh, there shouldn't be any variation. So, Mele, according to the Bach, even if after the Bdika Sheferes, she'll again see Dam Achmas Tashmish three times, she'll still be Muteres Lebaile. Because we'll say, why does she see Dam Achmas Tashmish? Because Mitzvah Dodim. So how is it that on the Sheferes she didn't see it? Because when it comes to Hatzdodim, there is no uniformity, there can be variation. Yes?
But how can we say that? Because maybe now she's seeing Machmas Tashmish. Before it wasn't Machmas Tashmish, but maybe now it is. Just like the Ramon before said.
Why should we assume that? Why should we conjure up new situations? Monefshech. So, the same Reyese that exists now existed before. Before too, she had already seen three times Machmas Tashmish. And I believe there is no difference between three times and six times or 100 times.
You see,
so the same Reyes existed before too. And the Bdika Sheferes was effective to determine that the Riyas Dam was always Machmas Hatzdodim. And that does not contradict, is not sincere, the fact that the Shviferes did not have any Dam. Because Dam Machmas Dodi doesn't conform to any uniformity, to any principle of vestness, of uniformity. So Mele, even though again three times she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish, it doesn't add to the Reze in any way. All right, that seems to be reasonable. That seems to be reasonable. All right. Now, umuteres mashma afilu baibu agim, v'chim mashma v'il sif sif alev, v'im acham, v'chim yirem mivuer, v'kal v'chim alikam un sif gim, v'chim as komas aposki, ho yishuz biyodo miu impot kol rishi minim tzal hameich asur lecho, v'yeish li smeich asvor, ufi an izdaiti den lehiris dike bibal o rishi, do arambam v'rashe isri, uvi sifri Kosafti di Bohochi Shliyashi. So the Shach is Machmir against the Rambam. But so why is he Machmir? Because he says the Rambam Virashe is, but as I pointed out already before, that Archimeshe and this Simen, so he says, now he mentions what the Magid Mishneh says in the Shitas Rambam. The Magid Mishneh from the Rambam, it also appears that we tell her to submit to the test of Bdika Shviferes only after three husbands, only if she had had an experience with three husbands. But with the first husband, we don't tell her to submit. So the Magid Mishneh says, why? Because since this test is a very delicate test and it requires great expertise and it's very possible that the one who administers the test will not do it so accurately. So Mimele, by the first husband, Lichatchile, we say no. Lest she will have cohabitation with the first husband without going through the test. Because she knows the test requires a great deal of scrutiny and attention and accuracy. In other words, especially according to the way the Rambam explains it. In other words, you have to be sure that the insert reaches the mokeh. So Mimele, she might be fearful of this test. So with the first husband, if we tell her, you can remain with the husband, provided that you submit to this test, She might have cohabitation with him before she submits the test. So, but the Eved, if she did submit to the test, so according to the Rambam, she's Mutaris Labayro. The Magid Mishneh says that in the Rambam, but the Darkevayishe says that in Rashi too. So Mele, the Kashi, what the Shach says, is Chelik and Ramo, the Ramo says, V'chei, V'yish Lismich Asror, V'sheino Lohokeo, and he says, Le'im Le'im is Ikeli Balorishin, the Rambam and Rashi Yisrim, but according to the Rambam and Rashi, the Rambam and Rashi only hold that L'chatchilenat, but they are made in the Rambam and Rashi. Uvisifri Kosavti, Lohokhi, Yish Liashiv, Mashiyinichu Ateis, V'zbitein. עבורי נעימה, דמחנה בדיקה בבעל האחד, אי אפשר יש. ויסו דארי הרייבד ורמבן, אי סכים בדיקה בזמן הזה. וגם הרשבו, ורבי נירוחם כוסו נוח להחם כדבריהם. גם אם ימצו שום על המייך, תהיה אסור לכל אילו. ומכל מוקים הבח, ומרם מבלין, מצ'ובס, ושור אחרים מכירים אותם, most פוסקים, Paschal like the Ramo. In other words, it's a swore rishim, like Teis rishim. Alright, now, Sifches, in the Taz. Vim Shimsho Somuch Levesto, Olu Telim Riyoso Mishum Vesto, Velo Yichashvinon Lo Roye Machlas Tashmish. Whose pshat is that? Is the pshat of the Ramo. So there are three pshatim. So the pshat of the Rambam is im shimsho somuch levesto onutelim riyoso mishum vesto. There are three pshatim: Rashi's, Mordechai, and the Rambam. So this is the Rambam's pshat is im yesh lo veset telim levesto. If the woman has a regular veset, let's say every 25th day. And here she saw Damach Mastashmish on the 23rd day. I'm sorry, we can't do it. And she saw Damach Mastashmish on the 25th day. So then she's Muteres, because we anticipate that anyway. So we have to be Tele in the Veset, since she expects to have the period Detaino. So it just happened that she had the Taino, you Bishas Tashmish, not because the Tashmish had anything to do with it. It was just a coincidence. So, Im Shimsho Somuch Levesto, Onotim Rios Mishum Vesto, Hashvim Ovei Machmas Tashmish. Sifches, Habes Yosef Eim Bishim Rashi, Im Yish Veset Rikir Kol Ze, Shein Rei Kol Sho, Machmas Tashmish, Elo Biproki, Tim Vesto, Mishamesh Lebo Veset Leveset. That's Rashi's pshat. Because of Uitchom Mishima Mordechai, Mizel Shenei, that's the third pshat. Isha Sheyesh Lo Veset Kokua, Shehoyo, Shehoy So Hoye Nido, Teyre Bivesto, Sheyechidorim Mar Ze Adam, Shehoy So Hoye Toye, Shadai Mo Yigi Avesto, Ad Kao Lishen, Vizet Dolo Sheyo Biyochwa. But the Shach, so the Taz mentions a very strange pshat in the Mordechai's pshat. But the most reasonable pshat in the Mordechai is how the Shach explains it. In other words, that the Mordechai shita is that in case of a woman who has a veset kavua, even if she was re'edah machmas tashmish gimu pomi, sheloi bishas vesto. So it's unusual, still the Mordechai Shita, according to the Shach. So the Mordechai Shita is that we are Tele Bitzvodi, because after all, that's the most likely thing. When a woman sees Damach Mastashmish, so there are two explanations. Either the Tzvodim are so Mimele, down, because of the Tashmish, so the Tzvodim become irritated, and she bleeds, so that's nothing, so she's in terrace. Or it comes from the mocking. So the most usual thing is that it's from Nazdodim. So maybe if the woman has a veset kavua, we don't have to be chayshish, maybe it's damach mastashish. And we are telling that it's not valid. Machine came if the woman is a vessel. So then we say, this woman, there is a certain bodily experience that always arouses the dam, the dam needle. So Mimele, we have to be Chayishesh, maybe the bodily experience is Tashish. That, but the Taz doesn't explain it that way. So Mimele, he says, we said, Domosh in the Biokwav. So then the Taz mentions what the Mordechai says again. Uvi Mordechai Atzmei, Kosu Vachazeh, Vitele Vimakosu. Vitele Vimakosu. So, Ves Yosef Eivin, She Milse Vapenafshi, Uve Emes Chodem Milse. But all the Poski say like Ves Yosef. And Pashtis Aloshin of the Mordechai is, you should look it up, the Mordechai. The Pashtis Aloshin is that the Mordechai says two separate things that are not connected with each other. Two separate things. One din that the Mordechai says, because the Gemara says, the Gemara mentions two separate things. According to the task shot in the Mordechai, so it's not only that in the Mordechai the two things are connected. In the Gemara itself, according to the Mordechai's pshat, the two things are connected. Kiezen mit der Gesatz, wie es Schiferes, darf es am Chloven da. Und wir sehen, wie es Schiferes, 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 ואם יש לו מקו, הוא סימוקים תלו במקוסו. ואם יש לו וסה, תלו בווסטו. So the Gemara says two separate things. אם יש לו מקו, הוא סימוקים תלו במקוסו, ואם יש לו וסה, תלו בווסטו. Two separate things. And that's the way that Bet Yosef explains the Mordechai. Because, so one Mordechai relates to the member of the Braise that אם יש לו וסה, תלו בווסטו. So Mimele, the Shach, Bes Yosef, say that the Mordechai Shita is that the whole Aloch, we have it already in the Shach, in Simen Kuf Pivot, the Mordechai Shita, that the whole Aloch of Rei Dam Machmas Tashmish, Gimu Pom, Masuro, applies only to a woman who has a Vesa Chinikovu. We don't rely on the Shita's Mordechai. We don't rely on the Shita's Mordechai. But that's the Mordechai Shita. But a woman who has a vesed kavua, even though she sees damach mastash mishnimu pomim shaloi bishas vesed. Her vesed is on the 25th day. And she saw damach mastash mish on the 23rd day. Three times. So according to the Mordechai, she is muteres. Because we assume that it emanates from this god. But if she has a vesed sheini kavua, so then we achrishish, maybe this is the bodily experience that brings out the dam needle in her, in this world. So that's one thing. And then the Mordechai says something else. Then the Mordechai, in explaining the other din in the Braise, that is mentioned in the Braise before the din of Vim Yeshua Vesa Tilo Vesto, Vim Yeshua Mako Beisim Mokim Tilo Makoso. So that he explains, Uvim Mordechai Atmakosu Achazeh, Vitele Bimakos. So according to the Shach, that's another thing that the Mordechai, is explanatory of the first member in the prize. But the Taz connects the two. So in other words, so he says that the Mordechai is saying one thing. The Mordechai is saying one thing. ובאמס, חודם מילסי, ורוצה לימה, שאם יש לו מקו, שאירו לסליז בו, אף על פי שאירו לסליז בו כל כך, היא לא יהיה לו וסת, מכל מוקים, אך שוב שיש לו וסת, תלינו. In other words, and that, so he says that the Mordechai explains, connects in the Gemara itself. In other words, v'im yesh lo mako b'simokei to lo makosa. B'me dvorim amurim, v'sheim lo yesh lo veset, he's still a veset. I mean, that pshat in the Gemara is very, very difficult. So in other words, so the Mordechai pshat, you see, according to the Bais Yosef and the Shas, and most Boski, so the Mordechai is a big maker. He limits the whole aloha of to a woman who has a message in the world. So it's an extreme cooling. But according to the task of the Mordechai, so the Mordechai is a big machmir. The Mordechai is a big machmir. In other words, the Mordechai says that if the woman has a mak, we know she has a mak inside, but we don't know whether the make is a bleeding make or just a make. In some makes are very sore, but they do not bleed, and sometimes a make bleeds. So if we know that the woman has a make inside, and we don't know whether it's a bleeding make or not, but if she has a veset, so then we are tailored in the veset, even though we don't know. Even though we don't know whether the make is a bleeding make. So in other words, but since we have both prerequisites, first of all, we know she has a make, and then she has a veset, so then we are tailored in the maki. Why? Because there are three facts established. Number one, the woman has a veset kavua. She has a period on the 25th day. Number two, today is not when she saw Damach Mastashmish, it wasn't the 25th day. It was the 23rd day. Number three, she has a maki. Even though we don't know whether the maki is a bleeding maki, but since she has a veset kavua, and that veset kavua has not arrived yet, is not due yet, because it's only the 22nd day, 23rd day, it's not the 25th day. And she has a maki even though we do not know whether the maki is a bleeding maki or not, so we are tailored that it's in the maki, and the maki probably is a bleeding maki. Why should we say that she is re dam nido machmas tashmish when we know that she has a maki, even though we don't know whether it's a bleeding maki, and we know that her veset is not due yet, so it's more mistaken to attribute it to the maki. So in other words, according to the Taz of Pshat, the Mordechai is a big machmi. According to the Bais Yosef Pshat, the Mordechai is a big maker. According to the Taz of Pshat, on the contrary, the Mordechai is more machmi than anyone else. So in other words, so the Mordechai says that when is she not a soul by law, if there are three prerequisites. Prerequisite number one, that the woman has a veset kavua, let's say on the 25th day. Prerequisite number two, that the veset is not due yet. Now is the 23rd day. And prerequisite number three, we know that the woman has a maki, even though we don't know whether it's a bleeding maki. So then we say, the most logical conclusion is to say that this dam emanates from the maki, but we don't know whether it's bleeding, so it is bleeding. Rather than to say that the woman, Machmas Tashmish, had a period before the due day, that would be very highly unusual. All right, this is how we explain it, but it's a day hack in the lotion of the Mordechai, and then If we explain the Mordechai that way, so that means that the Mordechai explained the Gemara that way. Because the Gemara mentions two members. First, the Gemara mentions Vim Yesh Lo Mako Beisimoki Tilo Makos Vim Yesh Lo Beset Tilo Beset. So, according to the Tas Pshat in the Mordechai explains that Chodekotoni Vim Yesh Lo Mako Beisimoki Tilo Makos If Im Yesh Lo Beset. But Pashtus Loshna Gemara is not like that. The Pashtus Loshna Gemara is that it's two separate statements. All right, but this is the way the task. But it's a day hacking the motion of the Mordechai, and then it will involve even a bigger day hack in the Loshna Gemara. That's the way the task explains. All right. V'imdam makoso mishune atu b'shem rosh v'minastam deilin leimar sheini mishune. Actually, what alone should be shune, I'll be for Hamshir Shneer. We say you hook on the half, we didn't think there was a week shall be Siose. The Divriato says him, they say, the trio consumption told with base on that. So, at first he said that in Zoyer with base on cloud. And he says, the Minastam Taylor Lima Shemishun. Actually, what alone should be shune. And then he says, thus implying that it has to be determined that whether it's Deimim or it's Mishune. V'tir v'pri said, im shneim lifon of lemezen likule, kim shef she'al livure, v'chlodom yuchu lebarez, v'nochim, shechim otzunio gam keim v'simen ale, v'abishrite d'choreiches ashirem v'vonein, v'amrin orei v'tzuyo nuchim. All right, if Efshel is Varia, so we should be Varia, but if it's Efshel is Varia, since it's only the Rabbanon, so it's Mutar anyway. V'chon ze v'isho sheyeish lo veset kovua, v'yoz yecheilim v'isleis shaloi b'shasvesto b'makos. Shaloi b'shasvesto b'makos. Af al pi sheyeim yidaz b'vadai shemakoso itzio da. According to the task pshat in the Mordechai, so then the Mordechai in explaining the Gemara says that when can we be tailor in the Makke? Only if there are three prerequisites. That number one, that we know Shezi Makke, even though we do not know what kind of a Makke it is, whether a bleeding Makke or not a bleeding Makke. And then number two, that Shezi Makke Kavua. Number three, that the Riyas Damach Mastashmish occurred before the Veset was due, before the Veset is due. But the Ramo doesn't pass like that. So the Ramo, so he mentioned, the Ramo did not argue on the Mechabas Din, Im Shimsho Somuch Levesto, on Uteirim Riyoso Mishim Vesto, ולחשבינו להורי המחבסטשש. And that din, he didn't have. And then the מחבס din that says, אם יש מקו ביסימוקי, תלין בדמקוס. בדמקוס. So in other words, the מחבר mentioned both din as two separate memories. First, the memory in the price, אם יש לו מקו ביסימוקי, תלין מקוס. And that is independent of Yesh Lo Beset Hilo Beset. Then the Mechaba mentioned the Din Yesh Lo Mako Beisim Mokim Tilo Makos, and the Mechaba didn't mention it in connection, Dafke, in connection with the woman who has a Beset Kavua, and who saw the Dam Machmas Tashmis Shaloi Bishas Beset. He mentions it any case in Yesh Mako Beisim Mokim. So he says, V'chol ze b'yisho sheyish lo beset kavua. V'yoz yechem in Yisleis, shaloi b'shas vesto b'makos. Af al pi shem yidaz b'vadai, shemakoso yitzio dam. Yitzio dam. So the Ramo says that this din of im yesh mako b'yisimoki, Taylor Bidamakoso, So we are only tailored in the makoso in a woman who has a beset kavua. And she saw damach vastashmish. She saw damach vastashmish. Shaloi bishas vesto. So then we are tailored in makoso. According to the Taz, this is the Mordechai Shita. But as you'll see, the Ramor Shita is not that he wants to pass like the Mordechai. The Ramor makes it short. V'chol ze b'isha sheish lo beset kavua. V'yoz yechelun v'isli shaloi b'shas vesto b'makoso. Avo pishin yidea dal b'vada ishe makoso heitzi adam. V'chein imei lo beset kavua. V'yusofik im hadam bo min amokir o min atzdodim. Talilom b'mako mikir svek svek. If the woman has a beset sheine kavua. And we don't know whether the dam comes from the mokir or it comes from the zdodim. So then we are tailored by makir by kriya sveksveke. So if it means that we are not makir. We are not makir. We are not makir. So shemu na makir. So we don't see that there are more paskins that even dam mako in the makir itself, so she is tailored. Aval in yudu ashe bo min ha makir. Aval pishin ish lo mako by makir. But if we know that the dam definitely came from the mokir. Even though we also know that she definitely has a mako in the mokir. And if the dam would come from the mako in the mokir, so then according to Ramo, she would be muteres the Bible. So any tailor be mako, imei lo veset kavua, elim ki yidaz bi vadai, she makoso mi tzia dam. Tzia dam. All right. Now, let's see the Taz. Afal pishe yidad bivada shema kosa yitzi yedam. So he makes it pshor. Teramo. Lo yoradi ki lisei das ramo. Bipsoke likavno ila apos kmachim shunim shachachim. Bigmog yisem ferik teleike. Vom menes yisholim amako yishli moke shemen adam yitzi. Vom mashi kosa bishono bisivo. So that is mentioned in Sivo. Nemenes yisholim amako yishli moke shemen adam nemeno. והיא מפס יוסף פלוקתי מפיוש דובר זה. הרעש לא מפורש, אפילו אם מנה מגשס, מה משאדם שיסיס מן המק, די מנה או במקוס, ואי אפשר לא לדעס, אלא בדיקה של פרס, אלא אורך הקומה. היא עצמם מגשס, במקו, נמאס לי במקו יש, ששום יש דם, יסתי לה במקוס, שאני אימא ממן אדם ירד. So the Rashba explains the Gemara that as long as the woman says that I know I have a mako, but the woman herself admits she really doesn't know whether the mako that she has is a bleeding mako or not, but she feels that she has a mako. There is soul, it's all inside, but she doesn't know whether this mako is a bleeding mako or just a mako that is soul. So then we are tailored. So then any dam that flows from her, so we